Hello. I'm so happy to be here. I'm surrounded by Diana Kaker. I'm surrounded by Robert Kutke. Yana Bardan. Yama Dokore. Okay. I'm going to go to Chile this morning. And I'm very happy to read tonight. I'm very happy for your invitation. Thank you so much for the Atwater Poetry Project. I'm very happy to be here. I just arrived 1 hour ago from Vancouver, and I really like the kind of stimulating life, like keep going, reading in English. And yeah, so I'm very happy to come back here in Montreal and to begin with some sharing of poetry. And happy Aboriginal Day, the day after. I'm really happy also that we are beginning a new year after the solstice. And for me, the solstice is really a great day. And it's like, for me, a new year beginning, a new period of the year, and a new energy coming from the sun, from everything, because we can feel that everything is changing, going from the spring to the summer, and yeah, changing of states. So for me, it's really, I don't know how to describe it, but you understand. So I'm gonna share some poems, first in English, and then Diana will read in French. So I have poems of my second collection of poems called Assis Manifesto, translated by here Howard Scott, Mr. Howard Scott. And without him, I think that these poems should not have a beautiful life and also beautiful trips in other parts of the world without me. And I'm really happy that we are still collaborating together and for the next month coming. So, and that's, it will be the first part. After that, it will be a poem translated by another, but it was for a different project. And that's a really big, big text I made last year after a tragic event in the community of Lac Simon last year. And I'm really happy after that. I wanted that poet should could translate it, but it was already translated by someone, and I was like, ah. So you will see maybe the difference of the translation. So we will see. And after that, some poems in French of Bleuet et Abricot. So I'm happy to share it with you. So, Assis Manifesto, to introduce it, Assis means land in Igbo language. And I really wanted a few years ago to write a kind of manifesto to talk about the land and how some people, as indigenous women, can feel the land and can feel also what is happening inside of the land that we can't see from the sea. And that we know how our cultures, our bodies, our spiritualities, our spirits are really related and dependent on the environment. So that's a few poems of Assis Manifesto. At the crossing of landscapes, in the stormy race of herds, in the toppling of the world, et te prat, may my body be a mad blast of wind. May I rip apart the last foggy sails trickling down to your antiquity, deserted archipelago. I am three women in one. I am daughter, mother, grandmother. I am my grandmother, my mother, me. I am moon, land, sea. My memory, my guts, my blood. A territorial tremor, a rumbling of ancestors. The hurt, the untied wombs. I strike youth tried drum. I will present a huge fire. I will burn the residential schools, the paper act. And with a single gust of wind, brush away every pipeline. The caribou will come running with the buffalo, the horses, the deer. There will be a great trampling. The caribou, the buffalo, the horses, the deer will come with the land drum, the pipelines. We will burn the residential schools, the paper act. We will. Embody a huge fire. What a special effect. Sorry, I'm like... I am this black-blooded land. I am a burnt throat, a buried land. Another white-armed one, my hands have nails. Broken from pounding the earth. A snake conceals me. I wipe my mother, her grey tears. I am this black-blooded land. I have cancer in the left lung. I have cancer in 14 tolerance. I have cancer in the crazy tribe. Exodus. The trunks cannot suit my mother. I am the woman who falls from the sky, the swallow of the virtues, the deformed hill, the melting ice caps, the maniac of jeans, calamities, fingers on my eyes. I kiss you as if you were a brother. I am the woman who falls from the sky, the battles are all black. The flags tear up at every footstep. No one's heart still beats in the street. No one still fights on the road. No one still with their face painted red. I am the woman who falls from the sky. I have sown nothing to feed my hope. I have kept nothing for myself. Matter, space, body. Legs swing feet on the asphalt. The universe is large for love. Where are the moorings I threw off? The bristling tundra. I have no more island to lie down on. So I didn't practice this one, so maybe I will make mistakes inside, but I will try to do it really well, just to be able to share the ideas behind. So the title is So That We May Live. And let's go. We have walked for centuries. We have walked for millennia. The blood of our land courses through our veins. And when no blood is returned,
ok. Je peux pas.
Je fermer les fenêtres.
Ouais, peut-être.
Pour la Saint-Jean.
Ça se peut-tu?
Il est utilisé. Bénis pour la Saint-Jean. Saint-Jean. C'est Jean-Baptiste à cause de ça. Je vais tricher au privé, je vais tout ça, je peux passer.
Future generations. We have walked for centuries. We have walked for millennia. The alcohol and the drugs, the poison won't stop us. Prisons, prisons won't stop us. Colonization won't stop us. Residential schools won't stop us. Society won't stop us. The gaze of others won't stop us. The bullets won't stop us. We have walked for centuries. We have walked for millennia to bring light to the world, to hold the spirits of our fathers, to hold the wisdom of those who came before us, to hold the honor of our mothers who walked the land for centuries, for millennia, carrying children and camels on their backs. How many more will have to die before we finally rise up? How many more will have to die before we pick ourselves up? How many more will have to die before our grandparents can heal? How many more will have to die before our leaders understand? Before all of society understands? Before the people pay attention to us? No more pity, no more shame, no more contempt, no more deaths. How many times do we have to say that we demand justice for our sons? That we need justice so that our sons can stop taking their own lives? How many times do we have to say that we demand equality for our daughters? That we need equality so that our daughters can stop disappearing? For this is not living. Disappearing. For how many more years do we have to say it? I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die of pity. I don't want to die of shame. I don't want to die of contempt. I don't want to die of my own death. I don't want to die of my own bodies dropped into the abyss. I don't want to die anymore. 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 I want to bring light to the world. I want to bring the wisdom of my ancestors to the very ends of my arms, to the end of the earth, to the end of the earth, to the end of the earth, and make it turn. I want to bring light to the world and bring the wisdom of my ancestors who died to give us life so that we could give life to this land. For without the earth, our people die. For without us, the land is no longer. For without the earth, our people die. For without us, the land is no longer.
So, as it was longer than I was thinking, I'm just going to read one poem of Louis Apricot. And after a little bit, just the room for the same.
Take more time, because playing interrupted should be.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
no. Okay, well.
I'm going to
destroy the pens with my poems. Bleu et vert.
that group is the love that we have of him. Redonnez-moi le nom de ces routes d'eau asséchées par les barrages, que je bois à l'eau de nos montagnes au baiser de sa bouche. Nous tressons à nouveau nos cheveux, plus personne pour les scalper, plus personne pour nous les arracher. Nous tressons le foin d'odeur, chevelure de notre mère. Nous le brûlons pour le firmament. Nous écoutons les grandes sirènes de l'aube et de la mer. La septième génération se lève, elle compte les astres au sein des ténèbres, nébuleuses et tout noires. Elle connaît par cœur le nom des galaxies, des systèmes solaires, le peuple, des étoiles.
Je dirais oui.